For 150 years, New Jersey manufactured chemicals and products that became familiar fixtures in homes: charcoal, lighter fluid, plastic, silk. It's the job of the state's Department of Environmental Protection to ensure that New Jersey's industrial past isn't affecting the health of residents today. But a WNYC investigation finds most of the state's poorest residents are living near contamination with no plan in place to clean it up. As part of our series, Dirty Little Secrets, New Jersey Public Radio's Sarah Gonzalez reports it's not entirely clear whether anybody even knows with certainty what the risks are.
My first memories of growing up in this neighborhood were of seeing these huge drums, these chemical drums.
This is Ana Baptista. She's now an environmental policy professor at the new school.
And they had all this green slime would like wash out into the streets. And we thought it was the coolest thing ever.
Agent Orange, you know, the chemical used to clear the jungle during the Vietnam War. It was made in New Jersey. It's now buried under Newark and cemented over. A public swimming pool here is on stilts, so toxic fumes from an old plastics factory won't seep into it. That's what happened at another public pool in the early 80s. Resident Kathleen Gray Rodriguez used to swim in it.
Down here, Hayes Pool, we were swimming in dioxin. We were swimming in dioxin. The men came with spacesuits on to clean it up.
90% of New Jerseyans live within 1 mile of a contaminated site. This is according to an analysis by WNYC's Data News team. Most of those sites are in some stage of the process to clean up the contamination. That can take years. But an investigation by WNYC has found 1,400 of the state's 14,000 known contaminated sites don't have a cleanup plan. Many have sat orphaned and polluted for years. And those sites are disproportionately found in low-income communities. Months ago, the State Department of Environmental Protection, the DEP, told WNYC those sites were mostly abandoned properties, old gas stations, and former dry cleaners where the state couldn't find the owners. But WNYC went through the list and knocked on doors. And we found open, functioning businesses, a state prison, hospitals, police stations and fire stations, churches, schools, all without any plan to clean up the contamination. The DEP says they've tried to get those sites to comply. They've reached out by phone and by email 69,000 times, they said. I spoke with Philip Scott and Richard Lopez, who work for the city of Newark. Their job is to keep track of contaminated public buildings.
So that would be buildings such as City Hall, courthouse, police stations, fire stations, things like that.
Okay, great. So that's exactly what I wanted to talk about. I tell them about two police stations in Newark that are on the list, but they had no idea there were any public buildings in the city that still needed to be cleaned up.
No.
Really?
No.
not that I could think of.
No, that we're aware of.
So what is the process? Like, who is supposed to make you aware of this?
That's a good question. I would assume that DEP would be required to make us aware of this.
The DEP, the state agency, is no longer responsible for overseeing most of the state's contaminated sites. The state legislature outsourced the work to private contractors in 2009 after kids in South Jersey were exposed to dangerously high levels of mercury at their daycare center. The DEP didn't know it had opened in an old thermometer factory. Private contractors now investigate contaminated sites and determine how they get cleaned up, not the DEP. The DEP is no longer involved unless a site becomes an immediate health risk. Ana Baptista, who grew up here in the Ironbound, says that at best, that makes for patchwork oversight of public health and safety.
Instead of putting more funding and resources into the state to handle these cases and oversee them, they completely shifted it to a privatized system. Here we are years later, doesn't seem much more efficient or any better. And it's also left behind the issue of accountability, cases that fall in the cracks.
Malcolm X Shabazz High School and Maple Avenue Elementary in Newark slipped through the cracks. Both public schools are run by the state. They made the DEP's list because of soil contamination from old oil tanks. They were given specific deadlines to hire a cleanup contractor. One was in 2012, the other was in 2014. WNYC checked and found neither school had begun to deal with their contamination until a couple weeks ago, days after we asked about it. Mark Peterson with the DEP is not concerned. He said these sites that are still waiting for a cleanup plan are low risks.
I want to assure you that as best as we can, we're identifying what are the sites, what's known to be there, and is there potential impact.
If there is a potential for health risks, Peterson says the DEP steps in.
If I don't have a party willing to do the work and there's a potential human exposure, we have public funds to do that, and I do not hesitate.
But they don't always step in time. Some of the low-risk sites have become immediate threats. That's what happened to Modesto Vieira. Meet Modesto. He's a singer.
I do Frank Sinatra, New York, New York, of course.
He moved to Newark's Ironbound neighborhood from Portugal in the 1970s and is a proud U.S. citizen.
I never went to the army, but I was registered. I was registered.
We're outside of Modesto's dream home.
Can you hear that?
Psst. And this sucking noise he's trying to get me to hear?
It's like psst.
That's an exhaust pipe that starts under his garage and runs along the side of his house. It's sucking up toxic fumes from the soil and shooting the fumes into the air. No one told Modesto his house was built on the site of a former lighter fluid factory. In fact, homes were never supposed to be built there.
It was like a gassy smell, and we couldn't figure out what it was.
In 2013, the state became aware of it and found residents on Modesto's entire block had been breathing in toxic, cancer-causing fumes for 12 years.
Ever since they dug the holes in here, the air has gotten better, and I don't feel the headache as much.
The DEP installed the air filters, but it's a temporary fix. The contamination is still there, and it's spreading. It moved a block over, and now the state is testing the block next to that, where Kathleen Gray Rodriguez lives.
When I got that notice, it scared me.
She got a letter from the DEP in October that there may be toxic fumes in her home.
In my home that I'm in every day, breathing.
According to an analysis by WNYC, 3 out of 4 residents who live below the poverty line in New Jersey are living within a mile of a site that has yet to start the cleanup process. It's 75% of the state's black population and 80% of the state's Hispanic population, compared to 40% of white residents.
We pay taxes. Okay, some more than others, but the government, they have to do the right thing. I don't care how costly it is.
Cleaning up contaminated sites is expensive. And everyone I spoke with, developers, owners of contaminated sites, the DEP, they all say sites don't usually get cleaned up until someone wants to buy the property. Mark Mariello used to run the DEP before Governor Chris Christie's administration, and he agrees with the advocates who say the new privatized cleanup process leaves behind low-income communities where the land isn't considered valuable.
You look at Camden, you look at Newark, you look at Trenton and Patterson. There's a significant relationship between communities of color and communities of poverty and the level of contamination. This is a really big deal.
The DEP stands by their system. They say private contractors are making progress on a long list of contaminated sites. And they say they will step back in if there's an immediate health risk. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.
Our data news team built an online tool for New Jersey residents to find contaminated sites near you. Put in your address and we give you the information we have about sites near you and tips on how to investigate further. We also have a form where you can tell us what you know or learn. It's all at WNYC.org/contaminated.